a Shavasana-like position, but with the legs active.
Okay. Just breathing steadily, practicing the Ujjayi breath. Ujjayi Pranayama, that's like constriction at the base of the throat. Allowing the breath to smooth over your body. Connecting to the ground. So those of you who don't have your legs together, inner thighs together, ankles together, flex your ankles so your toes wrap back towards your face. And so the legs become active, the outer ankles are firming in. So imagine your inner thighs are rolling down towards the floor. Imagine the front of your pelvis is lifting, back of the pelvis is lengthening towards your heels. The front of the rib cage is soft, back of the ribs are lengthening away from your hips. Shoulder heads are descending to the floor, the arms are open, the palms are open. Neck is long, Sirantadasana essentially here on the ground. Feeling all the natural curves of your spine. Just connecting to your body. What are my sensations in my outer body? What are the sensations in my inner body? We talked about the koshas, the layers of the body. There's the outer layer, the anmaya kosha. This is where we digest our food, our energy, our thoughts. And as you breathe, you slowly move into the pranic body, this breath, moving prana into your body, into your cells, life force. And then when you get a little bit deeper, we reach the emotional body. How am I today? Am I happy? Am I melancholy? Am I sad? What mental projections are happening as well? The subconscious mind, the program. I am this, I am that. And then reaching eventually that subtle body, that causal body, the part of us that is that higher intellect, the conscious mind that brought you here and said, I know this is good for me. All the way to the heart being the heart-centered consciousness that rules all. Tapping deeper into that space and just take a few more breaths there. And be present and aware. Good. Let's take our right leg up to the ceiling. So you don't have to do anything with your body, just lift your right leg. Press through your heel. Keep the whole body anchored to the floor, still in Tadasana, except for that right leg. Just hinging at the right hip. Lengthen the right sit bone down towards your left ankle. And then inhale, reach your arms up and over your ears. Notice if your rib cage is poking out. Maybe it did that if your shoulders are tight. Just send the front ribs down. Keep the arms lengthening. For some of you, the arms might be by your ears, they might be forward of your ears, just to maintain that core awareness. For some of you, the arms might be all the way back to the floor. Doesn't matter. Take a deep breath here. As you exhale, reach your arms and your upper body forward, so your upper body lifts off the floor. Keep the left ankle on the mat. And just hover here, so reach your arms forward, lift your shoulder blades off the mat. Yeah. Keep descending down to that left leg, that's your anchor. And then inhale, reach your arms all the way back alongside your ears. And then exhale, lower your right leg down. Good, lift your left leg up. Keep that right leg very anchored. Try not to move the hips. Keep the core strength active and the center of the belly. Descend the center of the belly down. And then as you exhale, bring your arms forward, reach your upper body off the mat. Keep the right heel on the mat. You might have wavering in your leg, and if your hip hamstrings are tight, anything like that, just notice. left sit bone, anchor it towards the right sit bone. Take a deep breath. Inhale, reach your arms over your ears and reach the left leg to the floor. And now both arms and both legs are straight forward, back in that Tadasana-like position. This is Uttita Asta in Tadasana on the ground. Breathe through your spine. As you exhale, bring your arms forward towards your feet. Lift your shoulder blades off the mat. A little crunch here. Keep the heels on the mat. Good. See if you can really get those shoulder blades to lift. And then inhale, raise the arms up and over alongside the ears. This time, keep the arms where they are and lift both legs up towards the ceiling. Try to align the ankles to the hips. If your hamstrings are tight, just a slight bend in the knee. Take an inhale. As you exhale, draw your belly to the mat. Lift your upper back off the mat. Reach forward towards your legs. Good. So as the arms come forward, your chin can stay tucked to the chest. Good. Inhale, arms up and back alongside the ears. Bend your knees into your chest. Wrap your hands around your shins. Take an inhale. As you exhale, bring your forehead to your knees. Make a tight little ball. Squeeze in. Inhale, stretch the arms and the legs forward and back like a starfish. Exhale, bring your knees into your forehead, forehead to the knees. Inhale, stretch your arms and your legs out like a big starfish. Exhale, bring your knees in towards your forehead. And then exhale, just lower your feet to the floor. Knees are bent. Take your hands, interlace them behind your head, elbows wide. Inhale here. As you exhale, draw your belly towards the mat, lift your upper back off the floor. It's a little core work. Inhale, release your upper back. Exhale, belly to spine, lift your whole back up off the mat. Inhale, release down. Exhale, belly draws to spine, lift the shoulder blades, head and neck off the mat. Inhale, release down. Final one. Exhale, belly in. Lift your chest. And inhale, release down. Hug your knees into your chest. Little rock and roll all the way up to hands and knees. Okay, slow flow. Hands under the shoulders, knees under the pelvis. Inhale, lengthen the heart forward. Open the collarbone. Exhale, draw the chin towards the chest, round your upper spine. So I'm doing this with you because I want to get warm too. Inhale, lengthen, normally I would not. Exhale, chin to chest, round. Inhale, open the heart, lengthen the tailbone. Exhale, round your upper spine, carve the belly with your belly button, or carve your spine with your belly button. Inhale, back to essentially a neutral spine. Sorry.
You do that. I'm gonna take
my switch. Okay, so we're on hands and knees. Hands and knees, neutral spine. So belly's hugging in towards the sun. Stretch your right leg back, curl the toes, and place that right foot on the floor. Yeah. You want your heel lifted up? Good. And then go ahead and take your left leg back, curl the toes. Alright, so we're in plank. Now you don't have to be in plank, you could be on hands and knees as well, but just tune into your body. Your inner palms are pressing. Your outer upper arms are rolling back, widening the collarbones. Yeah? Front ribs are moving in towards the back ribs. Tailbone's moving towards the heels. So really get your legs active here. Good. And then exhale, just a downward dog. Lift your hips, press back. Feel free to bend your knees in down dog. As you press down through your hands, lift up through the sides of your waist, your pelvis, press your thigh bones back. And for some of you, it might be that you need to point your toes forward again. Remember, the second toe, third toe alignment with the knee, that's been the proper alignment there. And then again, inhale and shifting forward to plank. So just getting that steady plank position. Shoulders over the wrists, neck long, gaze past the mat. Keep lifting the sides of the waist, and then shift forward onto the tips of the fingers and the toes, bend the elbows, come down through chaturanga to the floor. Low cobra, slide the hands back slightly, wrists under elbows, squeeze the triceps, lift the chest, lengthen your legs. Exhale, release down the fold.
Inhale, press your feet. Draw the tailbone back towards the heels,
lift your chest, open the collarbones. Exhale, lower down.
One more time. Press back through the shoulder heads, lift the chest.
Exhale, lower down.
Come back to child's pose. Come up to hands and knees. Child's pose, toes together, heels apart. Stretch through your arms.
Good. Stretch your arms over to the right. So then you walk your hands all the way over to the right. The right hand maybe a little bit back behind the left. Yeah.
Good, Deborah.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I know. Inhale, come back to center. Walking over to the left with your arms. So that right arm's probably a little bit further than the left. Just get that lateral stretch.
Inhale, back to center. Arms straight forward.
So your child's pose is a great way to set up down dog. Hands are shoulder distance, extending so that your forearms are lifting, your elbows are lifting, your straight arms. Imagine your outer upper arm rolling towards the mat so the traps are wide. There's room for your neck.
Good. And then come up onto hands and knees, curl the toes, lift the hips, downward facing dog.
Even in down dog, it's all about the legs. We talked about that yesterday. Inner palms pressing, forearms are rolling down so those inner wrists are down. Outer upper arms rolling back. The triceps are firming in. Keep all of that in the upper chest. Press back through your legs. Good. Step your right foot between your hands.
Drop your back knee to the floor. And untuck the back toes. Lift your chest. Yeah. And this is where you can always, you know, if you're practicing and you need room for your chest, you can have blocks, of course. And drop your right outer hip down. Mm-hmm. Lift your sternum.
Yeah.
Your shoulder blades in towards the heart. Good, everybody. And Lisa, walk your right heel up about 2 inches. And then curl your back toes, lift your left leg up. Good. So you're in a little plank lunge. Tadasana, right? Everywhere. If you want to, you can keep the blocks. We'll take the right leg back in plank. Shifting forward, chaturanga. If you're ready for up dog. Straight legs, press back through the heels. Good. Exhale, down dog.
And we'll step the left foot between the hands, drop your right knee to the floor.
Untuck the toes. Your left ankle's under your left knee. Yeah, girl. Lift your sternum up. Drop your tail. Just breathe here. Enjoy the stretch. Eventually, you're really lifting your sternum so much, you're going to back bend in the upper chest. And then curl the back toes with that right knee. Press back through your leg. Low lunge to plank. Lower it down, chaturanga. Urdhva Mukha, upward facing dog. Upward dog, shoulder blades rolling down and in. Exhale, downward facing dog.
I love down dog on blocks. Feels really good. Let's walk our hands back towards our feet. Hanging in a forward fold, Uttanasana. And your feet are directly underneath the hips, hip distance. Let's grab opposite elbows. Just have a slight micro bend in your knee. Roll the weight towards the tips of the toes so your hips are in line with your ankle bones. And then draw up through the quads. Inner thighs are rolling back. Just peek down, your second and third toe in alignment with your knee. It's a proper alignment for your legs to be in neutral.
Bring your hands to your hips. Very slowly roll up your spine. Just roll through the vertebra until you come to a standing position.
Start at the top of the mat in Tadasana. Toes together, heels apart. Hands apart for a moment. Shutting our eyes, keeping it steady. You can bring any intention, offering, prayer to your practice so that you can be guided by that intention throughout. Let's start with an Om. Take a deep breath in. Om. Relax your arms by your side, Tadasana. Palms facing forward. And just with your body, since we didn't do the blueprints of Tadasana together, I'm going to firm your outer ankles in. Really spread on your toes. Imagine this little quadricep lift. Lift of the kneecap. And then the inner thighs are slightly in rotation towards the back body, which gives you room for your lower back and to lift the front of the pelvis up. And the belly connects towards the spine. Lift the sides of the waist up. Feel the front ribs soften with the sternal notch, this big sternum bone. Widen the collarbones. And the shoulder blades are slightly moving in, they're slightly retracting. Okay, the ear hole, yes, that is the alignment to the shoulders, the center of the ear. The long in the spine. Inhale, sweep the arms out, rotate the biceps in towards your ears. Perhaps you look up slightly. You don't want to do a big hinge in your neck. Exhale, forward fold, hinging at your hips. Uttanasana, you can bend your knees if you need to. Hands could be on the sides of your shins. Inhale, come up halfway. Lengthen your sternum, belly's engaged, neck is long. Exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana. Half sun salutes. Inhale, rise up, spread the arms, spread the shoulder blades, lift your arms, perhaps you gaze up. Exhale, release the arms down by your sides. Inhale, again, sweep up. Exhale, forward fold, hinging at the hips, Uttanasana. As you fold, press your thighs back. Inhale, weight towards the toes, fingertips by the toes, lift your chest. Exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale, heart leads, reach the arm all the way out to the sides. Lift your belly, lift your waist, maybe look up. Exhale, bring your arms down to your sides, or palms apart. Inhale again, half sun salutation. Exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana, press the thighs back. Inhale, sweep the chest forward, gazing, lengthening the neck. Exhale, release and fold. Again, knees can be bent this whole time. Inhale, sweep the arms out, spread those scapula, your wings. Exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. I'm just giving you different variations. Adding on, inhale, raise the arms out and up. Exhale, forward fold, hinging from your hips, lengthen the whole spine as you fold. Inhale, as you gaze forward, lift the chest, Ardha Uttanasana. This time you will step the right leg back and just be in a lunge. I'm just giving you variations in the sun salutes. Yeah, I'm just giving you a lunge. Yeah. Drop your back knee, untuck the toes, raise the arms, little lunge. Exhale, reach the arms back down to the ground, and step back to plank. And here you could move to down dog, some of you, and some of you could shift forward, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Just a couple of breaths here. Forward, step your right foot between your hands. Drop your left knee down, untuck the toes.
toes, reach the arms out and up. For some of you, it might be a little back bend as you gaze towards the sky. Exhale, lower the hands down. Step back to plank, wait for rolling the back toes and lifting the knee. And exhale, either chaturanga or down dog, up to you. A couple of breaths. Pressing back to your thighs as you press the hands deeper into the mat. Christine, press your whole chest back. Are you staying in plank or are you going to go down?
I'm trying to find this position.
Yeah, you're in plank.
They shift it back.
Yeah, shift your hips back.
Oh, you want to do down dog?
Down dog, yeah. Can you do that?
I can. I'm just trying to feel it in my arms more.
Oh, okay.
And in my core, because I still feel a lot of it in my wrist.
Uh-huh, okay. There you go. Just want to make sure you're getting that. And then look forward, bend your knees, high up on the toes, either step to the front or jump. Inhale, come up halfway, away from the chest. Exhale, release and fold. Root to rise, reach the arms all the way out and up. Maybe you face up, maybe your arms are just by your ears. Exhale, release the arms down. Good, inhale, straight arms all the way up. Exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale, come up halfway. Bend the knees, either traditional step or jump back, chaturanga or plank, lower chaturanga. Low cobra. Shoulder heads back. Exhale, curl the toes, lift the hips, up and back, downward dog. I'm just giving you lots of different options here. Take a few breaths. As you press your inner palms, spin your biceps forward. Squeeze the outer tricep, squeeze the outer shoulder. Inhale, high on the toes, look forward, step or jump to the front of the mat. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, folding in. Inhale, root to rise. Raise the arms out and up. Spin the triceps in towards your ears. Exhale, release the arms. Traditional Surya Namaskara. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, release and fold. As you fold, lengthen the spine. Inhale, as you lift your chest, shoulder blades in, collarbones wide. Bend the knees, plant the palms, step or jump, chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog, lengthen the legs, lift the thighs, lift the chest. Exhale, lift your hips up, downward facing dog. Right knee into the center, and exhale, release the leg.
That's right. It's always the back. All right, so weight the right foot, bend the left knee, lift the left knee up, and ground holding the shin bone. Bring your knee in towards your chest. Imagine you're stepping into a saddle or a ladder, so you're descending that right sit bone. Your hips are even. And then go ahead and rotate the knee out to the left. Grab the ankle, place the foot. Hands back to the hip if you can. So now Tadasana again, right? Front of the pelvis, back of the pelvis, we're neutral. Stability and simultaneously firming the outer hips in, and that will give you even more stability. And then bringing down to that right foot and lifting up. Yeah, good. Exhale, reach the arms back down to the hips. Bring the left knee into the midline and release the leg. Check out your legs. Bottom ribs are lengthening forward. Top arm up over the bottom arm as best you can. From the torso, from the hips, really. Front of the pelvis lengthening up towards the ribcage. Front of the ribcage descending down towards the front of the hips. There's different ways of saying it. Open the collarbones. Maybe look up at the top hand. Good. Slight bend in that right knee. Bring your hands to your hips and press yourself all the way up. Turn that right leg back to center. Neutral feet, maybe you're pointing forward. Arms out. If you want to move your block, you can do it to the other side. Bend the left knee slightly and rotate. And I do that because it helps you rotate at the thigh bone. You're rotating from the top of the thigh bone. So if you're going to look down, your knee tracks to your second and third toe. Turn your back toes in. Lift from the front of the abdomen, lift the front of the chest, lift the whole chest up into the awesome chest. Exhale, hinge at the left hip, lengthen the left side waist, come down. When you come down, support yourself in the block if you need it. Top ribs moving into the bottom ribs. Yeah, good. It's a good adjustment for you. Yeah. Shoulder blades down. So think Tadasana, from my pubic bone, I'm lifting, belly's lifting, ribcage soft. Open the collarbones, maybe look up at the ceiling, maybe don't, maybe just look forward. Breath, yeah? Little bend in that left knee, press down through your feet, you can put your hands on your hips if you need to come up. You may need that. Turn that left leg in, parallel feet, reach your arms behind you, interlace your hands. Raise your chest up, lift, exhale, forward fold. Hinging at your hips. Now some of you can keep your knees bent as you go down. Lift your arms up and over your ears. In these forward folds, the weight is again towards the toes. Press back through your thighs. Lift the kneecaps, use the legs. Firm the outer hips in. Stability. Then press your feet, a little slight bend in the knee. Use your belly, come on up. Belly brings you up. You can come up now. There you go. That feels a little bit better. Yeah. It's really tight right there. You're so cute. Alright, bring your hands to your hips. So the inner thighs roll slightly back, just so that you can feel that in your body. It gives you more room for your sacrum. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, as you fold, inner thighs roll back, sacrum is wide, pelvis moving over the thighs. Keep your hands on the hips. And now roll the weight towards the tips of the toes. Your hips are in line with your ankles. Keep your hands on your hips. Shoulder blades moving in towards one another, and that opens your collarbones. This is one of the crosser you see, crosser your pain. Actually, it's B. Relax your head. Good. And then we'll slight bend in the knee, and we'll come all the way up, engage your belly as you come up, and now we'll step into the center of the mat. It's a lot of the legs to go asymmetrical like that. To give people breaks. And then we're going to step up again. Some people like to step out like this. That's a basic bit of Shanga. You can just step out.
You slip on your slip.
Alright, so hands back to the hips, arms in line with the ankles, and then the slip the ankles. Unless you're going shorter today. Bend that right knee, rotate from the right inner groin, inner thigh, so that that right leg is parallel. Mm-hmm. Turn the back heel out. That's another way of saying it. Or turn your toes in. And then bend your right knee. So the right knee is aligned with your ankle. And I'm breaking these down. This is not flow. This is more kind of how this style. It is flow, but it's breaking everything down. Right knee is over the ankle. Mm-hmm. Firm your right outer hip in and back. Press your left thigh bone back as you do that. And really engage that outer heel.
Yeah.
I'm in Tadasana again. From my hips, all the way through my chest. Let's raise the arms, inhale. You guys feel the Tadasana? The same thing. So wrap your triceps in, get that nice length in the arms. Inhale, straighten that right leg. Exhale, release your arms, send them down. This is called dynamic movement. Inhale, raise the arms, straighten the leg. Exhale, bend the knee, and release. One more. Inhale, straighten the leg, lift the arms. Exhale, re-bend the knee. Let's flip the warrior. So you turn your right palm towards the ceiling and side stretch. It's a side stretch. It's not a back bend. It's a lateral side stretch from your right hip up the side of your waist. And back to warrior two. Straighten the front leg, turn the toes in, and hands to the hips. So you might feel like you need a little bit of a shorter stance. All right. Inhale, arms out. Bend the left knee. Rotate from the left inner groin and thigh until your toes point forward. Turn your back toes in. Bend the left knee to 90 degrees. Good. So the left ankle is underneath the knee. Right thigh is pressing back. You're in Tadasana from your hips to your chest. So for some of you, it might be lifting the left hip up a little bit off your thigh. In classes, you'll see people going like this. So I just take that arm and I go like that. And bring them back to neutral. You want the spine to be neutral. Good. Inhale, straighten the front leg with the arms. Exhale, bend the knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, bend. Inhale, straighten the lift. Exhale, bend. Put the warrior. So left arm towards the ceiling, side stretch. Keep your bending to the left knee. So you're firming your ankle again, you're firming your left hip in. You're pressing your right thigh bone back. Keep that. That's articulating the hips, keeping you strong and stable in your bottom half of the body. And then inhale back to warrior two. Straighten the leg, hands to hips. Rotate that left leg back to neutral or 90 degrees. How are we doing?
Good. Is anybody else's shoulders burning?
That was
yeah.
Fire?
Okay.
Yeah? From yesterday, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good note to have. Feet together? Yeah. When I was in my training with Mati, who Mati is, Rati. She was the original owner of yoga board. She had to sit in Sukhasana with her arms like this for an hour.
Oh.
While she taught it. For literally an hour. And I was like, oh, and she was like, yeah.
That's why your shoulder burns.
We were like, oh, she's crazy. Yeah. She'd give us like 1 minute breaks and then she'd go back to it. Like really teach the arms. I was like, wow,
it's like earnest modeling.
Yeah.
She's wrong with
those. Yeah, right. All right, so feet back together. Just bend your knees, come into chair, reach the arms up, take an inhale. So as the arms come up, and you know, a lot of yoga is arms, right? A lot of yoga is arms. Weights towards the heels, toes are light, outer ankles firming in, pressing the shin bones back. So this is how you can really articulate a pose, right? Inner thighs rolling towards the mat, front of the hips lifting up. Sides of the waist drawing back towards the back body. Front of the chest lifting off the waist. Arms active. Squeeze the biceps in. Mm-hmm. And then exhale, straighten the legs. That's real alignment, right? Lower the arms. You don't have to do a lot in yoga, right? You can hold a pose for a really long time. You break it down in a really long time. And people will be spiking their ass. You don't have to be running. Right? So I just want you guys to have that experience because some of my teachers were like, they broke everything down like that. It was like, it's so hard. And people think vinyasa has to be movement all the time. So this is just one style where I'll hold them in certain poses and really articulate it for a specific reason, but I won't do that in every pose because people would never come back to my class. But it's good to, for you guys to hear this. All right, so we'll step to the front of the mat. You'd be like, I dropped some new chair pose for 4 hours. Inhale, raise the arms up. Exhale, sit the weight back towards the heels, lift the sides of the waist. Exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana. We're almost done. Inhale, lift the chest, come up halfway. If you need to skip the vinyasa, just go to down dog. Step back to plank, shift forward, chaturanga, and dasana. Work the movement. Cobra Svanasana, upward facing dog. Exhale, lift the hips up and back, downward facing dog. Step your right foot between your hands. Turn your back heel to the mat. So if you know that this pose is hard for you, just keep your heel lifted and come into crescent. So crescent for some of you, maybe warrior one for some of you. Okay, arms up. If your arms are really tired, take your arms alongside your body. I don't care. It's fine. Exhale, lower the hands down to the floor. Step back to plank. Move through vinyasa or just to down dog or maybe just to child's pose. Hips back, downward dog. Left foot steps forward between the hands. Turn your right heel down to the mat. Inhale, raise the chest and everything up and off the thighs. Exhale, lower the hands to the mat. Again, stepping back to down dog if you need to, or moving through Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog, and downward facing dog. Take an inhale and an exhale here. Let's drop the knees, come down to the floor. Knees wide, toes together, relax your forehead to the mat. Child's pose. Everything's burning. Breathe. So I know a lot of you have practiced vinyasa, so that's kind of as far as we're really going to go. And then, we're going to come to a seated position. Seated pose. Legs straight forward. Why don't we all grab a blanket, and we'll sit on it. Fold it over twice if you want. Just nice to have a little extra lift for the pelvis sometimes. We did a lot yesterday. We did some forward folding. Bring your right knee out to the right, sole of the left or right foot inside that left leg. See the tree, Dhanusasana. So we did tree earlier, so we're doing tree now on the floor. You want to sit up tall, right? So your pelvis is again neutral. Tadasana torso. Arms out and up. Take a little twist of your chest towards your extended leg. Your chest, your sternum will align with your knee. And exhale, hinge from your hips. Some of you could even use a strap. If you couldn't come all the way down, use that. Keep a nice open chest. And you only hinge from your hips to your capacity. So that could mean an inch forward. Doesn't mean you have to have your head over your legs. Some of you. Good. Breathe deeply.
Would you call this, so the difference between this and this, would you call that Ardha? Like we do in the
Afro? No, it's just a, it's still Jhana.
Or lengthened spine.
As long as you're lengthening your spine. So if you're lengthening your spine in your lower back, you can totally round in your upper back. Just as long, I'm always looking for the back of the pelvis. And we'll go over this foot later. Okay. Good, guys. And then inhale, draw your belly in, come up. Stretch your legs some more. Take your left knee out to the left, sole the foot inside the upper groin of that right leg. Good. Drop the left knee. Good. Arms up. Turn your waist a little bit. Slight twist and don't miss yourself. And then exhale, fold. Lower back. Lower back is lifting. Belly's engaged. These are great for digestion. They are really good for coming inward, sensory withdrawal, Pratyahara, in the limbs, and coming to a place of focus, relaxation. Back, so you're getting all that opening in your groins, outer hips firming in, lift the heart, exhale. you drop your hands and you keep your lower hips, I mean your lower back lifted. Some of us can continue. So you're just going to keep going until it feels good for you. Don't feel like you have to go anywhere. Right? It's just a journey. Keep reaching through your heels, pressing through your big toe mounds. Yep. And the pinky toe again. Yeah. Good. Excellent. This is a big pose, so don't feel like you have to go too far. You can always do this on your back, which is what Deborah's doing.
Curve, the cervical spine is open. Deep breaths. Use your feet. So with any back bend, like I said the other day, the legs are key. So the knees are in line with your hips, your hip bones, and your ankles are in line with your knees. Firm your outer hips in. Draw your belly in towards the spine. Feel the front of the pelvis lifting. Rib cage is soft as best you can. And then slowly release the arms, release one vertebra at a time until the lower back comes to the mat last and then the tailbone drops. That's just a little bit more articulation through the spine. Good. And now cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Thread the needle, bring the left thigh in towards your chest. Take your right hand through that triangle, the gate. And then interlace your hands on your left shin or thigh, back or thigh. And flex both ankles. It's called dorsiflex, which Rochelle brought up this year. Did I just get your name wrong?
No.
Okay. I was like, you said Rachel earlier, but the people call you Rachel, I almost called you Rachel.
Yeah.
Right thigh presses forward. Good. Nice deep breaths here. Scoot to the hips. Open the outer hips. Spine is still Tadasana from the pelvis all the way through the head. Good, let's switch sides. So bring the feet to the floor, cross the left ankle past the right thigh, bring the left arm through the triangle between your legs, interlace your hands. So this practice is about 50 minutes or so. Do a nice Shavasana practice. Imagine your left thigh bone is pressing forward towards the front of the mat, which will lengthen and even out the hips. Flexing the ankles still. Bridge-like position, bend your knees in, grab a hold of the outer edges of your feet, bringing your soles of the feet to the sky for happy baby pose. Then happy baby, descending the back of the pelvis to the floor, natural curves in the spine, deep breaths into the chest. You guys are just had a vinyasa class. Big wins. Celebrate your wins. And then you can rock side to side on your pelvis. Just give yourself a little massage love. We're not trying to take Rochelle out of her practice of myofascial release. We're just doing it for ourselves. All right. And then release your legs down to the floor. And if you want to, you can use either your bolster or a blanket. Slide it underneath your knees. And then take your hands and literally scoop the back of your pelvis so that the sit bones start to lengthen, so you're out of your lower back. Back to Tadasana, so shoulder blades in, arms straight out to the sides, collarbones are wide, palms open. And just let yourself feel supported here. Close your eyes, just relax your jaw. So you can keep your right arm alongside your ear and let that be a little pillow. And as you have your knees in, roll to the right and come into fetal position. Good morning. Fetal position represents rebirth. Shavasana translates to corpse. So the Shavasana is the death or the ending of the practice. And this position is the beginning of the new version of yourself. So I always think of the Great Mother. We're rebirthing ourselves into connection with the Great Mother Earth. And bringing ourselves back into alignment, remembering our true selves, the part of us that is that light, that is that beauty, that is that wisdom, that is that intelligence. Thank you, yoga, for merging the body, the mind, the spirit together, yoking, yoga to yoke all those pieces together. Use your left hand, press yourself up into a comfortable seat. Now we'll bring our index finger and our thumb together in Gyan Mudra. This is the Wisdom Mudra. Just connect to our wise, higher self, the goddess, the priestess within each of us. And we'll bring our hands together in Anjali Mudra at your heart. And bow your chin towards your chest, just honoring this heart space. Beautiful, beloved, sacred space of energy, of our home, of our spirit, of our soul. Thanking it for bringing you today to practice, practicing discipline, tapas, self-study, svadhyaya, cleanliness, sausha, and the yama. Let's take a chant of Om. Om, A-U-M, Om is the three states of consciousness, so that's what it's considered representing. The final silence is after the Om. Silence represents the infinity, or the eternal. So A-U-M is the continuation of higher states of consciousness until you reach that plateau of consciousness. So you can say Om, which is what most of us say, just O-M. But A-U-M, silence, Angata, I think it's called Angata, if I recall Angata, I'll have to look that up. A-U-M, and then silence. Try it at that time, this time, that way. Okay. Take a deep breath in. My beloveds, you can take a little pee break, okay? We'll go get some fresh air. And then we'll come back and we'll chat. We'll do a couple things. We'll do the standing